Alright. So we'll see a little later why this is a particularly useful idea in some applications. If you actually apply this in practice, it turns out that in many cases you can't actually find P of max. However, that's why I say W is any number bigger than P max, because you can often find something bigger than the maximum easier than the maximum. The only problem in choosing, say, W of max, let's suppose W of max was twice the true maximum. If you look at that previous formula, that says that P of x over W of max is at most a half, and so you're going to always reject at least the x is at least half the time, because r is going to be a number which is r is going to be bigger than a half the time, and so you're bound to reject it. So the only penalty for having too large a value of W max is that you reject your choice of x more often, and you have to go back and choose again. That may or may not be a problem. It depends on how hard various computational tasks are. Okay. Actually, when I used to write these programs and I couldn't find W of max, you estimate it, and you actually often estimate it incorrectly, and you will find you will generate values of x such that P of x is bigger than W of max. And so actually in all cases that happened with me, I just, as I say here, smiled and ignored that fact. Alternatively, you can actually weight the events by this ratio, P of x over W of max. So you can give it a probability, but and so then you get, then you effectively get a choice of x, which will have uniform probability of 1 if x is less than if P of x is less than W of max, and has a weight P of x over W of max if it's the otherwise. But I didn't actually do that.